Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests on our show, whether they're Avon representatives like yourself, business coaches, or district managers, and all come on the show with one purpose online in their mind, is to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Well, today I'm your host as well as the guest for the show, and today we're going to talk about preparing for vending. It actually is the last day of March. However, this is the time where those people who are going to have street fairs and festivals, they are going to they're beginning to have their applications sent out to their vendor list, as well as they are now receiving them. I've already sent in or submitted my one of my vendors' application about 2 weeks ago and turned in the money on Friday, and I received already an application for another event. So this is the time to do that, and especially for those street fairs where they try to have one of each category. For example, just one Avon representative instead of having multiple Avon representatives. So you want to make sure that you get your application in first and early so that you can secure yourself a good position when it comes to, and sometimes you can actually select your position if you do it early enough. And then secondly, the reason why you want to get it early, because you want to make sure if they're going to limit the number of vendors in one category, that you are definitely included in that group. So when you decide you want to do vending, one of the things you must first do is you have to first identify your geographical area. And the reason why I say that is because, one, you're trying to build your business. And today when I received my Avon order, I said to myself, you know, although I do not have a brick-and-mortar store like a lot of the some of the Avon representatives have, but I do have a mobile store. So, and my season, because I live in New York, is during the summer months, the spring to summer, early fall months. So you have to decide on your geographical area. And so for me, I now live in the Bronx, so I have selected the Bronx as my area in which I want to do business. So, and within that, you know, if anybody knows the Bronx is a very large community, so I try to limit my vending within, I would say, maybe 25 miles. Because if you think about it, if I have to take deliver products, say, for example, down to 3rd Avenue, and I live closer to Mount Vernon, you know, that's really somewhat of a schlep. And I'm not willing to or don't really want to travel that far for example, an eyeliner, if that's what the one person may order. So I limit my geographical area to 25 miles from the where I live. Now, you can do that where you live, where you spend most of your time. Maybe you spend most of your time at work. So maybe your work. So maybe in your work community, you want to take a geographical area in there, and then in that area. But for me, I like 25 miles within the area in which I live. So then, once I've done that, then what I do, I actually go on the internet and I search for street fairs, vending opportunities, flea markets, and then I also look into local papers like your Penny Pincher or Penny Saver or your local newspaper to see what organization is having a a fair or a festival. What I like to do, I tend to like to vend more at festivals and bazaars as opposed to flea market, because the title flea market, people come with the understanding that most of the items are going to be used and very, very cheap. And so I try to tend to stay away from shows that have used items that's going to be highlighted as part of the flea market. And you can tell, because they'll say, oh, when you come, we have these used items or swapping shops. You really don't want to go. You want to kind of stay away from those types of vending opportunities. And then once you have determined which shows you're going to do, the next thing you want to do, and, you know, think of this as like a job and a job opportunity. You want to interview the organizer. You want to know what the history of that show. How long have they been doing this show? That's very key. How many vendors are return? What's the percentage of vendors that return? If they have new vendors year after year, then that tells you a lot, you know, because if it's a good show, vendors will return. If the show is not very good, vendors won't come back. So you want to know how, you know, what is their percentage. And not only that, you want references. Ask them, you know, can they provide you with some numbers and names of some of the vendors that do participate. And vendors are very, very honest. They will tell you whether the show is a good show or a not-so-good show. The other thing you want to look at, you want to look at the price point of the vendor space. Vending space can be as low as $10. Actually, it can be low as free, and it can go up dramatically. I tend to like to stay in the $50 range, nothing more than $50. If it goes over to like $100, then what I usually do is try to find someone who has a business that will complement my business and share the booth space with me. So this way, the $100 booth will still cost me just $50. And don't be afraid to say to the organizer, you know, say, you know, I usually tell them, you know, I see that you're asking $90 or $100 or $125 for a booth space, but my price point, you know, everybody knows Avon, so I say, you know, my price point, you know, a lip liner is like $2, you know, so I can never make that kind of revenue to meet my expenses for the show. Is it possible for you to lower the price in my situation? And a lot of times, you'd be surprised, a lot of times they will, because they understand, they know that they know Avon, and they know our prices are not very high. They are willing to do that. A rule of thumb is, you know, when someone has a, this is my rule of thumb, I should say, when someone has a booth space and they're selling jewelry, their one item should pretty much pay for their booth space. And if the booth is $100 or more, we don't have that type of inventory on hand to have that type of sale on a one customer sale. So don't be afraid to ask the organizer, can they lower their price? The other thing you want to know about the vending opportunity that you're going to participate in, you want to know what type of promotion are they doing for this particular show. If it's just word of mouth and they're hoping that the vendors carry that weight, that's not very good. You want to make sure that they've done their homework by, you know, maybe circulating flyers in the community, putting flyers in the local stores in the area. If you're in Westchester, it's a very small community, they may have an announcement on the local radio show. If they're longtime planners, they may have an ad on News 12, or they may have one of those banners, the ticker banners that run underneath the News 12. You want to know what are they doing to promote this show? Because you don't want to have a show and the only people there are just vendors like yourself. So ask them what are they doing to promote that particular show. The next thing you want to do, so once you decide what your area you want to do, and you've determined what shows you're going to do, then, you know, don't be surprised if you don't do as well the first show. And I'm going to give you an example. I do a show, and I think last year was my fourth year of doing this one particular show. And, you know, I do okay. You know, I get rid of here, this and that and the other. And there's another Avon representative who also participates in this particular show also, but she also sells other things. I sell Avon products solely. So when I'm at the show, I do okay. Last year, it rained from 7 o'clock in the morning until the show ended, I think about 5 or 6 that evening. And it wasn't drizzle. It poured that whole show. Well, let me tell you, I made a ton of money. And I think one of the reasons is because people come, they now know me, they know I'm going to be at the show, and they begin to look for me. And let me tell you, having that Avon tent is definitely a plus. So you want to make sure, you know, if you do a show, commit to the show. And I've committed to 5 shows a year. And I do those 5 shows, and I pretty much know what my customers want. So now what I do, I shop the show. So, for example, one of my shows, every time I go there, people always ask me for skin so soft, this one particular area. So guess what? I'm going to have skin so soft when I go there. And I have one guy who comes and he looks for me, and he buys one of the men's cologne. I think it's Mesmerize. So I have that on hand. So when he comes, I make sure I have that on hand for him because I know he's going to come to my booth. The other thing that I do is that when I'm vending, I always take people's names and telephone numbers and preferably their email address as well. And then on top of my sign-in sheet, I write where I got the names from. So if I'm doing a show, I'm going to call these vending opportunity shows. If I'm doing a show at, let's say, XYZ place, then if I know I'm going to be there on, say, the 10th of April, then what I would do a couple of days out, I send out an email newsletter to all my customers every month. And in there, I mentioned to visit my booth, and I would write the location. And that goes out the first of every month. So my email newsletter will go out tomorrow morning at 9:20. 3 days before the actual event where I'm going to be, I send a reminder, and I tell people, come stop by my booth. And I always try to have something catchy for them to pique their curiosity. So it could be come by my booth and smell the most frequent fragrance that Avon has just announced, or come and get a free gift. But I always have something for them to, you know, to come into the store to get. So, and I always put that in the email. Could be coming for a free makeup makeover, but something you want to put in that email. So you want to make sure your customers. So it's very important to start to collect emails and telephone numbers from your customers from the various shows that you go to. And again, so once you start doing your shows, commit to the show. And if you want to learn about other shows, you know, when you have a downtime, then talk to the other vendors. Vendors are very, very honest, and they will tell you what shows are coming up and if it's worth your time or not. So you want to, so don't be shy. You know, walk over, talk to the other vendors. One of the things I do, I go over as we're setting up. You know, usually I'm set up fast. I go around and I introduce myself to the other vendors and I give them a brochure, you know, and maybe a little sample in there, you know, and tell them I'm an Avon representative, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. So you may want to do that. Now what you want to do, you want to make sure that you're armed and ready for the show. So before you go to the show, you should really decide in your mind what you want to get out of the show. Sometimes, I know, for example, Gillian, when she, I remember she did a show pretty much around this time of year, and the Bug Garden came out. So her goal was to get fundraising opportunities selling the Bug Guard. Sometimes I go out and do a show, and maybe my sole purpose of doing that particular show is to get recruits. Maybe I have overstock in inventory on something that I may have bought in a one of those levels commitments. Maybe my goal is to try to sell that item out. Or maybe my goal is to try to get some parties from that particular show. So always go to a show with some kind of game plan, some kind of action that you want to put in action. And again, it doesn't always have to be monetary. It could be just simply getting recruits or simply building your email list. The next thing you want to do, if you know that the show is going to be really, 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 really busy, then you may want to consider bringing someone as a helper to help you with the show. This is a great opportunity to bring one of your newest members on your team, you know, who you have just recruited. Ask them to join you, and they can help. They can see what you do and duplicate what you do. And sometimes, if I'm not married to that particular show, sometimes I will say to my downline, okay, you know what? Now you take over the show next year. This will be your show. But you could do that. But if you don't want to do that, you can show them how to search for shows within their area. But this is a great opportunity to bring again your downline, or maybe just a member from your family to help you, to assist you with your selling space. Now, setting your booth, you can set your booth up in several ways. The most traditional way is to have your space shaped like a U. And when I say like a U, when a person walks into your booth, they watch you at the table facing them, and on the two sides, your right and your left, you have two tables. And so people walk into your space, and that's very inviting. And then this way you have three tables, and you have three opportunities to make a nice display. Another way, if you think if the show is really, really busy and you want to have control of the crowd in your space, then what you can do, you can take your table and you can have your table that's in the back, you can bring it up to the front so people can't walk into your booth. They have to see you are standing right in front of it, and they have to point to you whatever it is that they want. That's another way of doing your booth. And another way of doing your booth is taking two tables and forming a V with the tip being towards the back. Setup is very important because it helps with, you know, people actually taking things. You can control your inventory. You can control your space. People like things that look very pretty. If you like to invest in your Avon business, one of the things I would suggest is go into youravon.com, hit on the tab that says community, and then scroll down to the bottom. To the left-hand side bottom, you'll see a tab that says Avon Advantage. And at the bottom of that, you will see, once that new window opens up, you'll see two lists. On the left-hand side, you see where it says various companies, and one of the companies you will see is Counting Country. Click on that, and then you just search around in there, and you see that they have nice tablecloths. They have the very long one. I have one that's the 6-foot table. They have it in two colors. It's either you can get it in black or you can get it in pink. I have the pink one because I like pink, because pink is for women, the color for women. And then they have one that says just plain Avon, a company, the company for women. And then they have two other ones that say something different. But I think, you know, if I was you, I would make the one investment and get the Avon one, whether you get the black cloth or the pink one. Then they have what's called, what it looks like, I guess, the runner. And that also comes in two colors. It's a little smaller. It works well if you have, like, say, for example, a plain tablecloth, and you put the runner in the center of it. I have a runner because sometimes I do a show, and the space is very small, so subsequently my table is small, so I can't use a 6-foot tablecloth. So I use a cloth tablecloth, which is a piece of fabric which I bought from the fabric store, and I take the runner and I run it. I put it across from that, and that my fabric is hot pink, so it works well with my runner. I bought a lot of items from eBay. I bought what is called risers, and they're what they call it? They're plexiglass. They're plexiglass, and this is where I can put my products that can stand in different levels. Because when you set up your table, visually, you don't want everything flat. You want things up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Because that makes your space more interesting to look at, more appealing to the client. The other thing you want to do is go to the dollar store and buy all kinds. I buy all kinds of seasonal decorations, and then I keep them packaged in one of those supermarket cloth bags. And so I have Easter eggs for Easter time. I have four-leaf clovers for St. Patrick's Day. I have Christmas things for Christmas decorations when it's in Christmas time. I have hearts for Valentine's Day. And I have that all over the table. In addition to that, I sprinkle, pebbles, like fake pebbles, like from a flower. You can get them from the dollar store, but that's where I bought mine. Again, I keep in the same color category. So I have red, like a hot pink red, and I have a white one also. And then I have these little, like, round crystal diamond, big plastic diamond thing, look like diamonds, that I put on my table as well. And then from the dollar store, I bought a plastic vase, and I have, I bought from the dollar store floral, like a bouquet of flowers, which I put in my vase. So that my table, it doesn't cost me a lot, but it looks very, very pretty. And then the other thing I bought from the dollar store, because this is what my upline told me, people like to rummage. They love to go and just dig in. They just love that. So I have, like, I think 3 or 4 buckets. They're all the same color I got from the dollar store. They're red. And I have one where I have lip balms and everything for $1. And then I have one where I have the gels, and then I have one where I have the nail polish and eyeliners and stuff like that. And then I price them out. So, for example, my lip balms, I always make sure I have lip balms. And so I'll sell the lip balms like $2 for $1. I make sure when I look through the What's New book, I look to see when it's on sale, like when it's for 44 cents, and I buy a bunch of them. And the reason for that is because I find that when you have these festivals and they're walking around as a family, the people, they have their children with them, and they always have a little girl. And the little girls are always fascinated with makeup, and they know they cannot wear the makeup because they're not old enough, but their eyes were always set upon the lip gloss. And so they were asking how much the lip gloss, and I'll tell them it's $2 for $1, and then they will run off and they will get their mother and bring their mother back, and the mother will have, you know, give them a little doll, and then the mother see that I have other items that maybe she may like, so that will so the lip gloss is like a hook with the kid that brings the mother in. So you always want to make sure you have lip gloss, lip balms. Nail polish is a big hit. I take them out the boxes and I just put them in this thing so they can rummage through it, because again, they love to rummage. Deodorant is a big hit at flea markets. I sell them for 99 cents like everybody else, or $6 to $5. And just because it's $6 to $5, people, they'll say, I want one. I said, well, it's $6 to $5. Just knowing they're getting one free, that increases the sale. So you want, you, for that that's something you definitely want to make sure you have. What I do, I buy, again, I consider my vending my mobile store. So I shop my store just like I would shop if I had a really brick and mortar. So I have four cases of the most popular deodorants. And the popular ones I find the most popular is Feel Fresh, 24-Hour Duty, Wild Country, and I can't think of what the fourth one is. It escapes me at this time. But I have those, and I do very, very well with them. The skin's so soft at any size goes in the areas in which I'm, particularly in the beginning of the summer, because everybody knows about skin's so soft, and they know that the bugs are coming. So that does, I do very well with that. So that would suggest getting that as well. Other thing you want to make sure you have on your table is plenty of business cards, because sometimes people like taking business cards. During the summer months when I'm vending, I increase my order of books, Avon books. I take 300. I order 300 per campaign, and believe me, I go through them. A lot of times, if what I don't use at the show, I circulate and put them around the neighborhood during the summer months, because I go and put them on the, you know, people's gates at in my community. And again, I identify my radius in which I want to work. So I think that is all in reference to vending, but I want to cut it short because I want to go back to that Advantage, Avon Advantage Town and Country. When you go in there, I noticed that they have a new category of things, and they have items to host the Avon party. That's what it looks like to me. So, you know, you may want to go back there and look at that. I talked about the spa party the last time I was on the radio show. So you may want to look at that, because they have some nice things that's already pre-printed that you want to use and introduce to your potential customers when asking them to host a makeup party or whatever. And the other thing I wanted to do is, the announcement I want to make is that there's going to be a lot of changes taking place in Campaign 10. As you know, the kits are going up to $15. And as of Campaign 8, the kits are already $15. The other thing that's happening with Avon is that they're going to increase the levels. So right now we have a unit leader who, to become a unit leader, you have to have 5 recruits. Well, they've made a slight change. To become a unit leader, you only need 3 people in your downline to become a unit leader. But the number is the same. You need $1,200 in sales, but you only need 3 people to become a unit leader. The other, and then the next level is a unit leader plus, and that person would need to become unit leader plus. You need 5 people in your downline to become a unit leader plus, but $1,200 in sales. They've added an SEUL national. So that's going to be, we have SEUL, executive unit leader. We have that now. Currently, the next level for them would be a senior executive level, SEUL national. So those are some of the changes that are taking place. When your new recruits paid $15 for their new kit, they will get 2 life-size products, and that product will change from time to time. And then within 3 campaigns of after becoming, the first 3 campaigns, they have the opportunity to order this business tool, which is $35, and you can only order it if you're a new recruit. So those are the new highlights. This is Easter. You should be able to help your clients select some beautiful nail colors to match their beautiful Easter outfits or eyeshadows or beautiful lipsticks. So this is the time to call them and, you know, welcome them into spring and have them, you know, maybe you can make an appointment to show them some of the wonderful colors that we have. Those beautiful watches will make a wonderful addition, a nice accessory to their Easter outfit. And those scarves, the 3 for $19.99, can really adorn a beautiful outfit that's waiting for a beautiful scarf. So make it happen. And next week we have John Waller, who will be our guest on the show. So everyone, make it happen, and I wish you all well, and good night. Thank you.